Section 4.4, Balanced Healthy Eating. Take a look at all of the products that food manufacturers and fast food chains throw at us these days, and ask yourself if you think nature intended us to eat that way. Our food supply has become so heavily modified that we are no longer eating foods in their natural state. This wreaks havoc on our bodies. This topic alone could comprise an entire book, so I will stick to the recommendations to keep you eating a balanced diet that will promote a lean, healthy body. A healthy diet starts with the choices you make at the grocery store. First, it's a good idea to go to the grocery store on a full stomach, so you don't make impulsive purchases. Second, plan your balanced meals for an entire week so that you know exactly what you're shopping for, and you'll pick up only the items you need to make those meals. This way, you eliminate buying all the junk foods and snacks that you don't need. If you don't have them around the house, you won't eat them. If all you have is healthy foods around the house, then all you will eat are those healthy foods. It's really that simple. By the way, once you start eating a healthy natural diet, most people find that they no longer crave junk foods or heavily processed foods. Third, focus your shopping on the outer portions of the grocery store, where all of the more unprocessed foods are located, like fruits, vegetables, lean meats, fish, low-fat dairy, etc. If you'll notice, the interior aisles are comprised of mostly highly processed, heavily salted, and sweetened foods. There are obviously exceptions to this, since some of your healthy choices like extra virgin olive oil, natural peanut butter, high-fiber cereals, beans, teas, etc. will come from the interior aisles. As I mentioned previously, there is no reason to eliminate or limit your consumption of any one food group or macronutrient, protein, carbs, or fat. Restrictive diets will always fail at some point. All three macronutrients, as a side note, there are actually six categories of nutrients, carbs, protein, fat, vitamins, minerals, and water, serve important functions in our bodies, and when eaten in the right quantities and at the right times, promote a lean, healthy body. I don't feel there's any magical dietary composition that promotes the best results for body fat loss. Some scientists and medical experts recommend a 40-40-20 diet, 40% carbs, 40% protein, 20% fat, while others recommend a 40-30-30 composition, as in Barry Sears' Zone Diet. And still others recommend a higher carbohydrate content along the lines of 60-15-25, traditional medical recommendation. On the opposite end of this spectrum, I've seen the low-carb, high-fat advocates recommend diets along the lines of 10-30-60. The truth is that in reality, almost any of them can work fine as long as you're in your correct caloric range, and the foods are mostly unprocessed and highly nutrient-dense, providing everything that your body needs to maintain proper hormonal balance and carry out all bodily functions. Although I don't think it's necessary to be meticulous about exact percentages of macronutrients in your diet, I do think that starting with your protein requirements makes sense. Most recent studies suggest a daily protein intake of approximately 1 gram per pound of body weight for hard training individuals like you. Although some will argue that may be too much and some argue that still may not be enough, I believe it's a good starting point. For example, if you're 190 pounds, you can try to consume approximately 190 grams of protein per day split relatively evenly between 5 to 6 meals a day. A 130-pound female may only want to strive for between 100 and 130 grams of protein per day. Each meal doesn't have to contain equal amounts of protein, but you want to include at least some protein at each meal to help produce safety and to assure your body has a continual supply of amino acids throughout the day. Note, this approximation of 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight as an average for most people does not work in some circumstances. For example, obese individuals weighing 300 or 400 pounds certainly don't need 300 or 400 grams of protein per day, so realize that this is a general starting point for most people, but not all. If you had calculated that your maintenance caloric intake is 3,000 calories per day, for that 190-pound male example, then you'd need to consume approximately 2,500 calories per day to lose approximately 1 pound per week. 500 calorie deficit per day equals 3,500 calorie deficit per week, and equals approximately 1 pound of weight loss. Therefore, the 190 grams of protein represents about 30%, which is 760/2,500, of your daily caloric intake. The rest of your calories should come from unrefined carbohydrates, focusing mostly on lower GI carbs, and a healthy, minimally processed and non-hydrogenated variety of fats. I don't think there's a need to focus on the exact ratio of carbs and fats. They each should evenly comprise the remaining calories on some days, or could lean higher towards the carbs or higher towards the fat on other days. Most people will probably tend to consume slightly higher quantities of carbs rather than fats. That's fine as long as you choose the right types of carbs. Everyone is different and will function most efficiently at different ratios of macronutrients than other people. There is no magic ratio that will work for everyone. Just focus on your total caloric intake and eating healthy foods as described below. Remember to calculate the approximate caloric range for weight maintenance and weight loss. While the 190-pound male example needed about 3,000 calories per day to maintain the same weight, a 130-pound female would only need about 2,000 calories per day to maintain the same weight. Here are the foods that should comprise the majority of your diet in order to promote a lean, healthy body for life. Any and all vegetables, any and all fruits, healthy white and red meats, preferably free-range, organic, and/or grass-fed, wild fish, dairy, preferably raw, organic, and/or grass-fed, whole eggs, including the yolks, where almost all of the nutrition is located, whole unrefined grains, peas, beans, peanuts, whole grains or sprouted grain bread, high-fiber cereals, avoid low-fiber cereals, even if they are unsweetened, and they are acceptable only as a post-workout meal. Any and all nuts, if you are not allergic to any, seeds, nut butters, peanut, almond, cashew butters, etc., tubers, sweet potatoes, whole potatoes, and non-hydrogenated, minimally processed oils, such as extra virgin olive oil, Udo's Choice Oil, and virgin coconut oil. Try to avoid drinking fruit juices. We were meant to eat the whole fruit, which includes the fiber and other beneficial nutrients, instead of just drinking the juice. Fruit juices simply add extra calories to your diet without really satisfying your hunger. So stick to the whole fruits instead of the juice. Not only will eating a balanced diet containing a variety of the above foods give you all the quality proteins, fats, and carbohydrates you need to operate efficiently, but they will also give you all of the vitamins, minerals, and other micronutrients you need to stay healthy and virtually eliminate cravings. It's so true. Once you start eating this way and getting all the nutrients you need, most people pretty much eliminate any and all cravings. Keep in mind that even if you eat a well-balanced diet comprised of all the foods listed above, you will not get lean if you're still eating too many calories for your individual needs. While I don't feel that you need to obsess over exact calorie levels that you're eating, I do feel that you need to initially get a sense of how many calories you currently consume and what your calorie levels need to be to achieve your specific goal, whether it's weight loss or weight gain. Therefore, I do recommend that you start getting in the habit of reading labels and learn approximately how many calories are in all of your typical foods. It's been proven in many surveys that the majority of people underestimate how many calories they actually consume on a daily basis. I've included a table below that you can see in the manual with some examples of typical healthy foods and approximately how many calories and grams of macronutrients are in each. I have included some brand names of certain products simply to provide clarity and give examples, not because I have any affiliation with those companies. I understand that many of these brands may not be available in your country, and that's fine. These are only examples, and every country has similar products, even though it may be different brands. To view the table, please turn to page 28 in your Truth About Abs manual.